Welcome to the Cool English Podcast, where I bring you English vocab, culture, pronunciation, and much more.
Hello, I'm John, your host and the creator of Cool English. Whether you're learning or teaching English, join us for a fun and informative journey. Every week, we cover a range of topics to help students and teachers of all ages. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's episode. Hello. Today we'll be talking about how to tell time in English. This can be challenging as there's multiple ways, so let's get into it. There are two common ways of telling time. The first is saying the hour first and then the minutes. So I might say it's 2:10, or it's 2 o'clock, it's 2:15. If there is a zero, we would say 2:05 or 2:06. The other way we talk about time is to say the minutes first and then the hour. For minutes 1 through 30, we say past. And for minutes 31 through 59, we use 2. So for example, 2:10 would be said, it's 10 past 2. Or 5:50 would be, it's 10 to 6. 4:06 would be said, it's 6 past 4. One more example. Imagine I would say it's 3:45, or I could say it's 15 to 4, or it's 4:15. Another kind of rule we have is 15 minutes and 30 minutes sometimes are said differently. For 15 minutes, it's common to say 1/4. So instead of saying 2:15, I would say it's 2:15. Or instead of saying 2:45, I'd say it's 2:45. And for 30 minutes, it's common we say 1/2. So I could say it's 2:30, or I could say it's 2:30. Another rule is the use of o'clock. And we only use o'clock when there are no minutes. So for example, we say it's 10 o'clock, or it's 4 o'clock. But we never use o'clock with minutes. I wouldn't say it's 1:30 o'clock. No, that's wrong. I would just say it's 1:30. I would never say it's 4:10 o'clock. No, it's 4:10 or 10 past 4. So again, we only use o'clock when there's 00 for the minutes. Next, we talk about 12. And there are four phrases to say 12. We can say 12 a.m., p.m. We can say 12 o'clock. We can say midday or noon. Noon is more common in America. And we also say midnight. So depending on who says it, you might hear, you know, let's meet at noon, or we close at midnight, or 12 o'clock. When we ask about time, we normally say directly, what time is it? You could say, excuse me, what time is it? Another way you could say is, could you tell me the time, please? If you're asking about a future event time, you might say, what time does the mall open? Or what time does the restaurant close? You might ask, when do you arrive? When we're giving time, it's common we use it is for the time now. So I would say, oh, it is 5:30, or it is 5:30. When we're talking about an event, we say at plus the time. So for example, school starts at 8:30, or the bus arrives at 7 o'clock. In American English, we don't normally use the 24-hour clock. We use a.m. for the morning and p.m. for the afternoon. So 3 a.m. would be 3 o'clock in the morning, and 3 p.m. would be 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And you could just say 3 in the morning or 3 in the afternoon. You could just say 3 a.m. or 3 p.m. They're both correct. That's it. It's a little complicated, I know, but go to coolenglish.net and there's tons of cool reviews for how to tell time in English. Have a great week.
Do you want to learn
English?
Cool
English.
Do you want to learn
cool English?
Cool
English, dude. English.